Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Complete Reference Guide to Bible Prophecy by Ron Rhodes. Narrated by Frank Block. Introduction. The Complete Reference Guide to Bible Prophecy. It has been my privilege to write dozens of books dealing with various facets of Bible prophecy. These books cover a range of topics, including the chronology of the end times, lively debates on topics such as the timing of the rapture, and contemporary trends as they relate to Bible prophecy. Other areas explored include the Antichrist, the false prophet, Israel's role in prophecy, the Ezekiel invasion of Israel, the rise of New Babylon, Jesus' teachings on the end times, high technology and the end times, and frequently asked questions about Bible prophecy. Added to this collection are expository books such as 40 Days Through Revelation and 40 Days Through Daniel, which are designed to help listeners understand these two apocalyptic books of the Bible. Each of my previous prophecy books has been a joy for me to write, because they each contain important prophetic truths that Christians need to know about. The advantage of the present book, The Complete Reference Guide to Bible Prophecy, is that I cover all of these topics and more. All of my previous books have helped me prepare for this one. All the research that went into writing those books are now compiled into a single cohesive volume. This book could be considered a one-stop shop for information on Bible prophecy. It is my sincere hope that it will become your trusted prophecy companion for many years to come, and I pray that it will bless you. You will find that the book contains a considerable amount of descriptive text on many topics, but interspersed throughout are some special features that will benefit you in your study of prophecy. These special features include charts. There are charts on all sorts of subjects. Examples include charts on messianic prophecies, conditional versus unconditional covenants, and a comparison of the various future judgments. Fast facts. These are useful summaries of some of the most important aspects of prophecy. Examples include fast facts on apostasy in the United States, fast facts on the man of sin, fast facts on Babylon in Revelation, Christ in prophecy. Jesus is the heart and center of Bible prophecy. For example, Jesus will come for us at the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. He will unleash judgments upon the earth during the tribulation period. Revelation chapter 6. He will return at the second coming. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. He will reign during the millennial kingdom. Revelation chapter 20, verses 2 through 5. Personality profiles. Included are profiles of Gog, Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the 144,000 Jewish evangelists, and God's two prophetic witnesses. You may be interested to know. These are little tidbits of interesting information. Here are a few examples. 28% of the Bible is prophetic. 35% of Americans now pay greater attention to how the daily news might relate to the end of the world. Israel's rebirth as a nation in 1948 sets the stage for other prophecies to be fulfilled, including these two. 1. The Antichrist will sign a covenant with Israel. 2. The Jewish temple will be rebuilt. Lexical nuggets. These are insights from the original Hebrew and Greek languages. An example is how the word delivers in the phrase delivers us from the wrath to come literally means snatch from. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10. Christians will be snatched from the earth before the wrathful tribulation period begins. Frequently asked questions. These are common questions that people ask. Among them, will little children participate in the rapture? Do departed believers look over heaven's balcony to observe us? How can a good God cast people into the lake of fire? Historical insights. Bible history helps us to better understand prophecy. For example, discoveries of sealed scrolls from Bible times gives us insight into the seal judgments. The discovery of a bema seat, elevated seat in Corinth, gives us insight into the judgment seat of Christ. In Corinth, these seats were used to distribute victors' crowns to winners of athletic contests. Geography in the end times. These features focus on areas such as Israel and Jerusalem, the revived Roman Empire, New Babylon, Russia, and various Muslim nations that will attack Israel in the end times. Numbers and prophecy. There are many references to numbers in the book of Revelation. These include 7 years, 1,260 days, time, times, and half a time, 144,000 Jewish witnesses, 12,000 from each tribe, 2 prophets, 7 seal judgments, 7 trumpet judgments, 7 bowl judgments, and 666 in reference to the Antichrist. Cross-references. These cross-references focus on major prophetic topics such as the rapture, the tribulation period, the Antichrist, the second coming, the millennial kingdom, and the judgments. Interesting quotes. There are many interesting quotations from both ancient and modern authors. They help bring clarity and enrichment to our study of prophecy. A lesson to learn. These are simple life change lessons, applicational truths that are spiritually beneficial. Of course, not every chapter will have all of these and other special features, but some will be included in each chapter. I think you will find the book very informative, but it will also be fun to listen to. A heartfelt exhortation. Allow me to emphasize right from the beginning, in the very introduction of the book, that Bible prophecy is worthy of your trust, because it comes directly from God Himself. Scripture reveals that God knows all things, both actual and possible. Matthew chapter 11, verses 21 through 24. He knows all things past. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 22. Present. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. And future. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. There can be no increase or decrease in His knowledge, for He knows all things. Psalm chapter 147, verse 5, affirms that God's understanding is beyond measure. His knowledge is infinite. Psalms chapter 33, verses 13 through 15. Chapter 139, verses 11 through 12. Chapter 147, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 14, chapter 46, verse 10, Acts chapter 15, verse 18, 1 John chapter 3, verse 20, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. I encourage you to read these verses. They will inspire you and bless you. God wants us to have a high degree of confidence in the accuracy of Bible prophecy. He doesn't want us to doubt it. He assures us, I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. I have spoken, and I will bring it to pass. I have purposed, and I will do it. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 through 11. When I first became a Christian, the thing that convinced me of the trustworthiness of Bible prophecy was that more than 100 messianic prophecies in the Old Testament were precisely fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus. You might say, they were fulfilled to the crossing of the T and the dotting of the I. For example, the Old Testament prophesied that the Messiah would be from the seed of a woman. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. The offspring of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. From the tribe of Judah. Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The son of David. Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 through 6. Conceived of a virgin. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Born in Bethlehem. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. The heralded Messiah. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. The coming king. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. The sacrificial lamb who would be crucified for our sins. Isaiah chapter 53. The one who would be pierced in his side. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. The one who would die around AD 33. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 25. And the one who would rise from the dead. Psalms chapter 2, verse 16. These, and a multitude of others, were literally fulfilled in Jesus' first coming. Because this is true, you can also trust what the prophetic scriptures reveal about Christ's second coming and all the prophetic events leading up to it. Never doubt it. Put the stake in the ground today. I urge you to affirm with me. I am confident that Bible prophecies about the future are accurate, because God has been 100% accurate in all His prophecies in the past. He has set an unbroken precedent. I will never question Him. I will take Him at His word. All that remains is for me to learn what the Bible teaches about prophecy. Once I learn it, it will immediately become a firm conviction in my mind. I will trust what I learn from the Bible about prophecy, because I believe in a trustworthy God. The matter is settled. There is absolutely no hesitation. As is true with all of my writings, I hope that this book will not only inform your mind, but also touch your heart. Christian theology that does not touch the heart has failed in its task. I am convinced that this book will touch your heart, because the truths it contains have already touched mine. It is my prayer that this book will cause a paradigm shift in the way you view the present world. The more you think about the glorious truths of the prophetic future, the more you will gain an eternal perspective that will help you deal with the difficult situations you will inevitably face during this short earthly life. May it be so. Part 1. Understanding Prophets, Prophecy, and Prophetic Covenants. In this section, 1. Demystifying Prophets and Prophecy. 2. The Vital Importance of Prophecy. 3. God's Covenants, the Cornerstone of Bible Prophecy. 4. Essential Prophetic Passages You Need to Know. 1. Demystifying Prophets and Prophecy. God has revealed everything He wants us to know about Himself and how to have a relationship with Him through the Scriptures. He is the one who caused the Bible to be written. He speaks to us through the words of the Bible, just as He did to ancient people when those words were first given. One of the most intriguing aspects of the Bible is its abundance of prophecies concerning the future. God reveals a great deal about the end times, particularly in apocalyptic books such as Revelation and Daniel. You may be interested to know, 27% of the Bible is prophetic. Of the 23,210 verses of the Old Testament, 6,641 are prophetic. This is 28.5%. Of the 7,914 verses of the New Testament, 1,711 are prophetic. This is 21.5%. When the Old and New Testaments are combined, 8,352 of the 31,124 verses in the Bible are prophetic. This is 27% of the Bible. Lexical nugget. Prophet. The English word prophet comes from the Hebrew word nabi. It means God's spokesman. 1. Prophets sometimes spoke of God's predictions of future events. 2. Other times they spoke God's word on contemporary issues. Major prophets and minor prophets. There are two categories of prophets. The major prophets were Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. These guys were the big wheels. The minor prophets were Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. These men were the small fries, yet their words were as divinely inspired as those of the major prophets. God spoke through all of them. It is interesting to note that in the Old Testament, God's human messenger spoke a prophetic word, and in the New Testament, those words are said to have come from God himself. This shows that God was the ultimate source of their prophetic words. Old Testament reference, New Testament reference. The psalmist said, Psalm chapter 95, verse 7. The Holy Spirit said, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. The psalmist said, Psalm chapter 45, verse 6. God said, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. The psalmist said, Psalm chapter 102, verses 25 and 27. God said, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Isaiah said, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The Lord spoke by the prophet, Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 through 23. Hosea said, Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. The Lord spoke by the prophet, Matthew chapter 2, verse 15. Eliphaz's words, Job chapter 5, verse 13. God's words, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19. Fast facts on God's prophets. God personally chose his prophets. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Luke chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. They came from all walks of life, from farmers to princes. Amos chapter 7, verse 14. Genesis chapter 23, verse 6. They often prefaced their words with, "Thus saith the Lord." Their words were not their own, but those of God. As a result, their messages, including their prophecies of the distant future, were supernatural rather than natural. God's prophets were always 100% accurate. Some Bible scholars define prophecy as history written in advance. It is more accurate to say that prophecy is God's revelation regarding history in advance, since only God, in his omniscience, knows the future. God claimed this in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 through 10. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. The word prophesy, as opposed to prophecy, means to set forth prophecies. Everything that God prophesies will come to pass. You can be sure of that. God said this in Isaiah chapter 48, verse 3. The former things I declared of old, they went out from my mouth, and I announced them. Then suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. He likewise affirms in Isaiah chapter 42, verses 8 through 9. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. These verses show that God controls the course of human history. He alone can reveal the future to us. His predictions or prophecies are always accurate. History is a story written by the finger of God. C.S. Lewis. What has happened in the past, what is happening now, and what will happen in the future is all evidence of the unfolding of the purposeful plan devised by the personal God of the Bible. All the circumstances of life, past, present, and future, fit into the sovereign plan like pieces of a puzzle. Robert Leitner. The biblical prophets made very specific predictions about the future. As Mark Hitchcock put it, the biblical prophets did not peddle predictions that were so vague and general that they should be adapted to any situation. The prophecies recorded in the Bible are very precise and so specific that when they are fulfilled, it's very clear there's something unique and special about them. For example, in the Old Testament, God's prophets predicted 1. Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. 2. His conception by a virgin, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. And 3. His crucifixion, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. These predictions are very specific. There is no ambiguity. These three, and more than 100 others, were explicitly fulfilled in Christ. The prophecies of the end times are equally specific. These include prophecies concerning the rapture of the church, the rise of the Antichrist, the false prophet, the tribulation period, the second coming of Christ, the millennial kingdom, the great white throne judgment, and the eternal state. Christ in prophecy. Jesus fulfilled the three offices of prophet, priest, and king. As a prophet, Jesus gave major discourses. The Upper Room Discourse, John chapters 14 through 16. The Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapters 24 through 25. And the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Understanding prophetic terminology. Eschatology. The term eschatology comes from two Greek words, eschatos, meaning last or last things, and logos, meaning study of. Eschatology is the study of last things. It is the study of the end times. It is pronounced eschatology. The doctrine of eschatology can be divided into two distinct categories. Personal eschatology deals with an individual's death, future judgment, and heavenly or hellish destiny. General eschatology deals with more general topics, such as the rapture, the tribulation period, the second coming, and the millennial kingdom. Apocalyptic literature. Apocalyptic literature is a unique form of literature that reveals or unveils the future through divine revelations. In Greek, apocalypse means revelation or unveiling. Daniel and Revelation are the two apocalyptic books of the Bible. It is beneficial to study these books simultaneously. The last days. One would assume that the term last days is equivalent to end times. But this is not the case. The New Testament reveals that the term can be applied to our present church age. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 through 2. This indicates that people from the time of the New Testament to the present day are already living in the last days. See also 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 20. The term is used differently throughout the Old Testament. It often refers prophetically to Israel during the 7-year period of tribulation, after which the divine Messiah will return and establish his millennial kingdom on earth. When you are in tribulation, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and obey his voice. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30. Numbers in prophecy. The 7-year tribulation period. The tribulation period will last 1 week of years, which is 7 years. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. Prophetic scripture refers to half of the tribulation period in various ways. 42 months, Revelation chapter 13, verse 5, which is 3.5 years. 1,260 days, Revelation chapter 11, verse 3, which is 3.5 years. Times, times, and half a time, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, which is 3.5 years. Time is 1 year, times is 2 years, half a time is half a year. The end times. The end times is a broad term that encompasses a variety of events that take place in the prophetic future. These events include the rapture, the judgment seat of Christ, the tribulation period, Armageddon, the second coming of Christ, the millennial kingdom, and the great white throne judgment. Also included are heaven for believers and hell for unbelievers. Pre-tribulationism. This is the theological view that the rapture will take place before the tribulation period. This is my position. Mid-tribulationism. This is the theological view that the rapture will occur at the midpoint of the tribulation period. Post-tribulationism. This is the theological view that the rapture will occur after the tribulation period. The pre-wrath theory. This is the theological view that the rapture will occur before the final portion of the tribulation, when God's wrath will be unleashed. The partial rapture theory. This is the theological view that only those who are prepared and waiting for Christ will be raptured. As Christians become purified and found worthy, they too will be raptured at various times throughout the tribulation. Preterism. This is the theological view that the majority of the prophecies in the book of Revelation, especially chapters 6 through 18, and in Christ's Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24 through 25, were fulfilled in AD 70 when Rome overran Jerusalem. Amillennialism. This is the theological position that there is no future millennial kingdom. Christ simply reigns over the church from heaven. Postmillennialism. This is the theological position that Christ's second coming will occur after a long period of time, metaphorically described as 1,000 years, during which the church will Christianize the entire world. Premillennialism. This is the theological position that Christ will return prior to the millennial kingdom, which will feature a 1,000-year rule of Christ on earth. This is my position. The personal blessing of prophetic scripture. God's prophetic plan includes not only the whole world, but also each and every one of us. God has his eyes on us and has a wonderful plan for our future. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, Psalm chapter 32 verse 8, Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 through 6, Romans chapter 8 verse 28. It is beneficial to begin each day with this thought. Frequently Asked Questions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?